Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse News. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit happened in running this week. This week's stories include FKTs of the year, Arrowhead 135 Cold Sanity, and Camille Herron's car crash. We begin this week with a hot take on Ultra Running Magazine's annual Year in Review. This is published each February alongside the announcement of the Ultra Runners of the Year. Courtney DeWalter's Western States win graces the cover of this jam-packed, not-to-be-missed issue. We kick things off with the annual count of North American ultra finishers. In 2018, we saw the most finishes of any year yet, with 113,565 finishes. 34.85% of that was women, which represents the largest percentage of women finishing ultras ever. Last year, it was 34.48%. How many races was that spread over? According to URMAG, there were 2,069 ultras in North America, which is an increase of 149 from 2017. They also published the fastest times at each distance and the biggest races at each distance. The largest field in the country of any one distance was once again the JFK 50 mile in Maryland with 762 finishers, followed up by the Way Too Cool 50K with 601. Your largest 100 miler of the year was the Leadville 100 with 379 finishers. Javelina was not far back with 367. Biggest 100K was Black Canyon by a fair margin with 353 finishers. And the Rachel Carson 34 mile was once again the biggest non-standard distance run with 444. Fastest times of the year? At 100 miles, Camille Herron was way ahead on the ladies' side with her 13:25 100 miler at Desert Solstice. And on the men's side, it was Zach Bitter's 12:08 at Tunnel Hill. Carolyn Bowler grabbed the top 100K time with 7 hours 57 minutes, and Jeffrey Burns running the fastest men's 100K at 6 hours 42 minutes, both at the IAU World Championships. Nicole Manette was the fastest at 50 miles with her 6:37:07 at Tunnel Hill, barely edging out Keely Henninger's 6:37:13 at Tussie Mountainback. Jared Hazen ran the men's fastest 50 mile, 5:34 at JFK. Finally, the top 24-hour performances, Camille Herron topped all men and women with her world record-setting performance, Desert Solstice with 162.919, while the top male was Olivier LeBlanc with 161.0604 at North Coast. If you want to see how competitive the men's field truly was at the 24-hour distance this last year, at Desert Solstice, peruse the list where you'll find that 7 of the top 12 performances of 2018, including 2nd through 5th, were set in the race. Wow. How about age demographics? Those between 30 and 39 years of age represented 32% of the total, with those 40 to 49 being the largest group at 33%. Next largest was 50 to 59 at 17%, and 20 to 29-year-olds represented 11%. There's also a full list of races won outright by a woman in 2018, which is a good read. Youngest and oldest winners of races, and significant course records that were broken down based upon how old the race is. Pretty cool stats, Ultra Running Mag. Thanks for that. Next on to the fastest known times of the year, or the annual F*** Toy Awards. The final two were literally released the day I recorded the show last week, so apologies for the tardiness. Let's get into it. On the ladies' side, in the number two position was Taylor Nolan, with the rim to rim to rim of Grand Canyon in 7:25:58. This was partially a result of the North Face 50 being canceled as three women went under Kat Bradley's previous best time all within the same week. Taylor was able to edge out Ida Nilsson's newly minted time. Your second dude was Aurelian Sanchez with a new unsupported FKT by finishing the 223-mile journey across the John Muir Trail in 3 days, 3 hours, 55 minutes. He's now second to only Francois Den, his supported record. In your top spot is Alyssa Gadeski with the Vermont's long trail of 273 miles. She did it in 5 days, 2 hours, 37 minutes, which beats out Nikki Kimball's record by 5 hours. This is a classic and notoriously difficult course in Vermont and is the oldest long-distance hiking trail in the U.S. On the men's side, it was a demolition of the Appalachian Trail by speed record holder Carol Sabe. He got the AT done in 41 days, 7 hours, 39 minutes. In the land of ultras, the 100-mile distance has more or less become the gold standard. In recent years, there have been many runners trying for the most 100-mile runs in 1 year, but who has the most all-time in a career? We thought it might have been Ed Ettinghausen, who as of today has completed over 175 races of 100 miles or more, according to Davy Crockett of the Ultra Running History podcast and website. But after some exhaustive research, it appears that in fact 69-year-old Sandra Brown is the queen of hundreds. Hailing from England, she has over 196 finishes of 100 miles or more, many of which she has walked every step. Apparently 130 of those were judged race walking events, but she's also completed at least 30 ultra running events as well, where she's done over 100 miles. I'd almost think this would be harder than just running them all. She's been doing these since 1982 and is essentially the GOAT of hundreds. She's expected to be the first 200 hundreds, which should happen this year. Stay tuned for that. Making waves all over the national media this week was the Arrowhead 135, with the polar vortex dropping some insane low temperatures across the northern and eastern United States. The fact that northern Minnesota's Arrowhead 135 still took place is absolutely mind-boggling to me. This time of year, I'm always in awe of these athletes who push themselves in the cold and snow, and it's off the charts impressive this go-around. Absolute mountains of kudos for those peeps for getting it done in what is essentially fatal conditions out there. Safe to say, this one could become as nationally well-known as Badwater after this story permeates the airwaves. So what happened out there? Mini rant. I tried to look up the results on Track Leaders, and it has to be one of the most awfully formatted live result pages out there. I cannot for the life of me find out who won or what time they ran. If anyone has some tech support for me on this one, please, please help. According to their Facebook page, they had 39 of 75 cyclists finish the event, 13 of 64 runners, and 0 skiers or kick sledders finish of the 7 that began. That's an overall 36% finish rate. Still impressive. It appears Scott Hoberg and Jovica Spajic finished together in first, with Faye Norby being the first woman finisher. Also from the Beast Coast, the classic Mountain Mist 50K went down in Alabama, with Liz Canty winning in 4 hours 48 minutes, with David Riddle again dominating the show, with his 7th win since 2010 in 3 hours 52 minutes. One of the more unique races out there, the Skydive Ultra in Florida, starts with a drop out of a plane. That may be the most exciting part, as you're off to run a bunch of flat loops to get your way up to distances upwards of 100 and 200 miles. This year's 100-mile winner went to Billy Gunn in 20 hours 56 minutes, with Phil Ebert slaying the 200 in 54:45. The Tarawera Ultra in New Zealand is the next race to be sold off to Ironman, as they followed suit behind their neighbor, Ultra Trail Australia, last year. It's unclear what the eventual effect will have on these events going to Ironman, but as for now, it appears the current race management will be staying on board, at least in the short term. That race is taking place in just 2 weeks. We'll have more as it approaches. The Dubai Marathon delivered some fast times, and that may be in part due to one shoe. The Nike Vaporfly 4% has been so effective that even Herpasa Nagasa, a former 209 runner, for Adidas, was wearing camouflaged Nike 4% shoes. He placed second in 2:03:40, rocking the Nikes that had been painted to match a pair of his Adidas shoes. Wowzers, what's going on out there? The European IAU 100K Championship has been canceled due to no bids being received. We've seen the World Championships canceled many times due to the lack of a host, things falling through, and this is kind of a broken record at this point. Hopefully, the world events don't suffer the same fate and have the same hiccups. We have some injuries to report on this week, unfortunately, as we send some well wishes to our friend Hilly Goat, Hillary Allen. After a strong comeback from her mountain running accident a couple years back, it seemed all was on the up and up. Unfortunately, she took a misstep while out this week and broke her ankle. Stick with it, Hillary, and all the best in healing up from the Outhouse Nation. We also have to send some well wishes towards Camille Herron, who was involved in a car accident where she was flipped upside down in her vehicle. It appears she's okay and on the mend, but a bit shook up. Be safe out there, everyone. And finally, if you haven't caught it, our boy Skizzlefresh, aka Skylar Hall, just dropped his very own 2018 Mega Vlog recap. A new episode of Run Flat Stay Low, edited wholly on his own, is now posted on this very channel. Check it, like it, subscribe it. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 130 of Outhouse News. Thanks for checking out the show, and we'll see you next time If you have crazy stories to share or question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or pick up this custom pair of Jam Jam's Bitcoin sunglasses. A lot less than an actual Bitcoin. Link below. Have a shitty week.